Welcome to Pseudo Chat, the podcast from the Penn Manor Student Help Desk, recorded by Isaac Lewis and Mitch Haig, covering tech news in open source and education.
Hi, welcome to this week's podcast, where we will be talking about the Raspberry Pi, which, if you don't know, is not actually a pie.
Wait, really? I was promised pie.
What the heck, man? This week's episode of Pseudo Chat featuring free pie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I came for. All right, now we're talking. So what kind of pie is it?
It is a PCB board, $35 whole computer.
Wow.
Yeah, and it boots off of an SD card, and it is useful for all sorts of small form factor projects, and it is completely open source and modular, so you can do almost anything with this thing.
I mean, I was looking forward to Apple or Cherry, but this sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's actually not spelled Pi as in P-I-E, it's P-I.
Pi as in the 3.14159265308.
No, it's a Raspberry Pi. It's a private investigator.
Oh.
Raspberry Pi.
Boom, 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 dun, dun. Dun, dun.
Oh my gosh. So, actual Raspberry Pi, it is this very modular miniature computer. It's like, we described it last week actually, it's about the size of a phone maybe. It's smaller.
Yeah, like a little bigger than a credit card.
Smaller than a phone.
Today's phones.
Yeah, my phone. So this thing is used for all sorts of cool projects, and we are going to be talking about some of the different very numerous projects you can use. You can use this thing for almost anything.
And there's different types of pies that you can use. In fact, the third gen came out last month, February of 2016. Yep. So the kind of upgrades from the last version are we've got a little bit more processing power and Bluetooth.
Bluetooth?
Bluetooth. Bluetooth 4.1.
Wow. So it's really moving up. Like, I remember, I have one. I bought one a while ago.
And we have many here at the help desk.
And we have many here at the help desk.
I don't know how many.
A lot.
A dozen, at least.
Because they're so affordable. But I bought one a while ago, and I remember it being kind of underwhelming based off of what I thought I was going to get.
Yeah.
Now, that is to say, I just didn't have the right creative mindset going into it.
You kind of have to look at it like a blank slate, almost.
Yeah, you are getting this thing, and it is just the unit. Yeah. It has no power supply, no keyboard and mouse thrown in, no display.
No nothing.
So you need to hook it up with stuff you already have. So again, it is still a great deal, obviously, but it does not come with everything.
And that's kind of why when we see things that are created with the Raspberry Pi, they vary far, far beyond each other, because there's so many different possibilities, because it is such a, like, whatever you want to do with it.
Yeah, you basically get this thing, and you need to come up with a way to make it work, kind of.
Yeah.
Because there's no internal storage, and there's no operating system already on it, because there's no internal storage to put it on.
Yeah.
So, you basically need to get an SD card, if you don't already have one.
Yeah. So that would cover the onboard storage. So right now, we're just going to go through just a few things. Not near all of the uses of Raspberry Pi, but just some of the cool ones that we found that were interesting, because if we wanted to cover all the things that a Raspberry Pi could do,
this
would be a 6-hour podcast.
It's basically an infinite potential for creativity. Like, how many paintings can you make with a canvas and a brush and paint?
All of them.
All of them. Exactly. Like, that's basically what you got with the Raspberry Pi, because you can customize it any way you like.
This is your empty canvas.
Yeah, you're blank.
And you are the brush.
No, your tools are the brush, and you're the painter.
But what if you're also the brush?
Dude. Anyway.
You are the master of your...
Let's talk about some ideas
of... We won't get philosophical with it.
Let's talk about some ideas of metaphorical paintings that people have painted with the pie.
All right.
Okay, now we're just getting way too far. Painting with a pie.
Painting pie. Pinting.
This episode brought to you by the letter P.
Yeah. We're not going in alphabetical order anymore. No more. Anyway, number one I thought was cool because I'm a gamer, the Xbox Zero. So basically,
Xbox Zero.
Yeah, this guy basically took, like, you know how the big old-fashioned Xbox controller. I say old-fashioned. It wasn't that long ago in the long run. But they were these big, bulky controllers, and he fit a whole pie in one.
Whoa.
Yes, and then he plugged in all these old, like, I don't remember what exact games they were, but all, like, the old arcade 8-bit type games in there, all in this controller. So there was no console. The controller itself was a console, just like how the old joystick games were.
Okay.
It was all in one space, and it was all that controller. So all you needed was a power source, and you were good to go.
So how would you would plug it into a wall, and that would be the only cable? Would it connect to the TV somehow?
Yeah, you would need an HDMI connection.
So there's a number of cables coming from this thing?
Only a couple.
Okay. But I'm just imagining, like, you know, moving an entire console around. But
No, it's not near that bad. Yeah.
There's only a couple of cables. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It would be really cool if somebody could find a way to hook it up with Wi-Fi and connect it to the TV. Again, a possibility.
Yeah, you could do that. There is a Pi connection, and we have one here that connects to Wi-Fi.
So that's just an example of, you know, something somebody could come up with, something you, the listener, could do if you had a Pi in your hands.
That's true. Everything that we're talking about is totally doable. Like, you can replicate it. In fact, I think everything that I found on this list that I've got here, you can find, like, a recipe for. You can find a Pi recipe.
Yeah. And most of these things are relatively affordable, probably, you know, under $100 electronics projects. You can make an entire fully functioning media center with this thing.
Yep.
With some software called XBMC, which is basically, you know, just media playing software that runs on, I think it runs on Windows, but it also, somebody made a version of it that you can put on your Raspberry Pi and just hook it up to your TV and, you know, put it in a little box and keep it hidden away.
Yep.
And you have a really small...
And actually, that's just what I'm going to segue into, the Pi tablet, also dubbed the Pi Pad.
PiPad.
The PiPad, and it runs the
XBMC. Oh, like iPad,
I get it. It has a 10-inch touch-sensitive display, and the guy designed, like, the outer portion on AutoCAD. I don't know if he 3D-printed it or not. He probably did, if he's going through AutoCAD.
Yeah.
But yeah, he created, it's probably not as thin as an iPad, but who cares? It's a tenth of the cost.
You can literally put it together yourself and take out any piece and repair it and replace it or modify it yourself.
Yep.
You cannot do that with an iPad.
Not quite. And it's such a let... Remember when we opened an iPad in here and how much of a letdown it was? It's so empty in there.
Yeah, they're also definitely very difficult to repair compared to this, which is just something that you literally have the ability to completely control.
And you made it, so you know how to make it again.
And you made it. And you learn a lot when you make it, so it's a great educational tool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, definitely as exampled in the help desk where people are using these to learn how to, you know, basically put together a computer.
Yeah, it's like our training wheels, if you're really, really new.
Like, you can't really build a PC because, you know, that requires a lot of expensive parts.
Yeah.
But this is a really, really cheap thing that anybody could learn how to do this kind of stuff with. And I know it's not the same thing as building a PC, obviously.
Yeah.
But you get to completely customize it and, you know, pick what operating system goes on it, and, like, you have complete control over the software because literally you could just swap out SD cards and boot from different operating systems.
Yeah.
So there's lots of cool stuff about it. Let's keep going into some of the projects people have done with these.
All right, let's see what's next on the list. Custom picture frame. We're sticking with the screen for now. So this guy attached, well, you can either do it a couple ways. You can do it with an existing digital picture frame. You've seen those.
Mm-hmm.
They just switch around the pictures depending on what you programmed it to do. Or you can just use a spare monitor, or there are Raspberry Pi, like, screens that you can get especially for it, and then just fit it in a frame. And this guy, he streamed directly from DeviantArt.
Yeah.
I don't remember if it was, it didn't say what, like, category or whatever it is. You know,
well, yeah, you could do, you can do that. You can also, you know, just basically do it like a digital picture frame where you put your own pictures on it. We basically do something kind of like that where we have it hooked up to a monitor. We have a couple of those outside of the help desk. So if you've been around here in the school, if you're a student or a teacher listening, then you may have seen the displays we have in front, the signs in front of the help desk.
Mm-hmm.
Those are powered by Raspberry Pis. And
this
digital picture frame idea reminds me of something I saw once, where somebody got a transparent LCD screen, and this is kind of hard and it kind of advanced for, you know, an average person to do. Somehow,
yeah,
he put the LCD screen on a mirror, So, you know, the backlight...
Yes, you know what? I did see that.
He replaced the backlight with a mirror or something like that. And he put the Raspberry Pi, you know, behind it and basically programmed weather updates and cool, like, almost Google Now-like information. And he made it for his wife, I think. And she would just, you know, go to the mirror at the beginning of the day. And I don't know how you controlled it or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I do know what you're talking about. I did see that too. This thing was cool.
It was like a clock that was also a mirror.
Yep.
Isn't that freaking awesome?
And it like...
Super futury.
It projected through the mirror?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that. No idea how he did it, but...
No. It was the only... I think the thing that showed it was only like a frame, like different... It was a series of pictures showing him building it, so it was kind of hard to see how he built it.
Yeah. It's... Yeah, so that's definitely not one that a beginner could do on their own, but these other ones, definitely some of them.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the applications for robotics?
Robotics. So, this one is unique. And by unique, I mean it's been done once, and only once, because he didn't release how to do it.
Okay.
So, he's the only one who did it, and he made R2-D2, which is so cool. Like, from scratch, R2-D2.
Life-sized?
It's from the picture, it looked that way, if not just a little bit smaller. But it had facial recognition, motion, and distance that it controlled itself. So it literally was a droid. It just roamed around on its own and did its thing.
That is amazing.
It's like...
That is so cool. If only, you know, the people programming AI could get on that and make it... Give it some personality.
Yeah, because R2-D2 is like the sassiest droid or whatever.
Yeah, who knows what he's saying?
I don't know, but that's really cool, and that is the only one, I believe.
The only Pi R2-D2.
Let's see what else we thought was cool. Oh, this one is a little bit different in the sense that it's not like... It's not a robot, it's not a screen, it's... More of a machine. It's a power cat feeder.
Okay.
So he's got a big old tank in the back filled with cat food. And this has different applications.
Yeah.
Heck, you could feed humans from it. You could put cereal in there. Who cares? But he's got this big old tank of cat food in the back and two PVC pipes coming down to two bowls. And at certain times of the day, it'll release just a certain amount for just an amount of time and then close back up to fill two bowls for his cats while he's gone.
That is, like, something straight out of Pee-wee.
Yeah.
Only it's Pie-wee.
Or like, Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah, Wallace and Gromit. That would be so useful for me, because right now my dad's on vacation, and I need to feed my dog,
so
and
no
it is
cat
so
sitter,
easy
no
to
dog
forget.
Sitter. Yeah.
It is so easy to forget. If only they could make it so it would also let the dog out at the right time. That's impossible. I don't think that's possible.
I don't know. You could attach it to, like, a motor, to
a
screen door that opens the door at a certain time of day. If a door is open in a house,
and
whatever's in that house, no matter what pet you have, is going
to
go.
And connect it to a speaker so you could call the dog if the dog doesn't live next to the door. Whatever, you know.
Or at least, maybe if, yeah.
You could do that too. You could do all sorts of things with this stuff. That's what we're getting at. You may have gotten the picture. You know, you can make a dog... sitter, a robot dog sitter.
Robot
you
does.
Can make a fancy mirror. You can make a picture frame. You can make R2-D2. You know, the possibilities are basically endless.
So let's look at some stuff in, like, telecommunications now. So we're covering a few different topics of, like, or categories that this thing can do. So the next thing is the Pi-RIT radio station. And this thing is, I think it's an FM radio station. It's rumored to cover a football field. I don't know if that's true or not. That's what the site stated. That's pretty big.
Well, this has actual professional applications.
Because
you see a lot of times people using radio for different multimedia things. Like, this is just a specific example, but I remember a couple years ago, Coldplay, they did this really cool thing where they gave everybody an armband that lit up on sync with a radio signal.
Yep, I remember that.
Yeah, and it was, like, really cool, like, because everybody in the stadium would have an armband flashing. And there are all sorts of other purposes of, you know, sort of a small range radio frequency. Imagine if you could literally just Imagine if they didn't need to buy expensive equipment and pay a company to manage the radio stuff. Imagine if they could have just jerry-rigged it with a Pi for, you know, $35 plus the price of the accessories.
Yeah, whatever you want to do with it. Yeah.
I mean, seriously, that is infinitely cheaper than what they probably had to do back in, like, 2011 when this stuff wasn't around. I mean, that's a really, really specific example. But there are other uses for radio broadcasting. So the point is, not only is this a good learning opportunity and a good, you know, just a fun thing, but it is also of significant professional value because it is this cheap, universal, very versatile piece of hardware.
Yeah, and I think this reflects back to the idea of being open in general, because there's so many different needs that this can fill. Like, different ways that you... We've shown this. There's different... Even some of these are just, like, fun little gadgets that some people made, but they do have professional applications that they can be fit into for whatever need it may be. I mean, we referred back to, if I want to take it way back a few weeks, we talked about Liberia and how there was a software that was reused. This can be reused for something mechanical.
Right, yeah. So many different applications. And I think that is where we're going to wrap up for today. You know, just Raspberry Pi, perfect example of open at work. It's, you know, remixable and cheap.
Remix!
And it's widely available, and, you know, the software is completely free. So, yeah, it's a perfect example of open source hardware, and we will get back to you next week, so be sure to listen in.